Welcome everybody. Shir number 1231. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe. The Refuah Shleima Leah Bas Cyril getting back to our Malacha of Choyresh plowing. Okay, so we started talking about last year in reference to dragging heavy items on a dirt ground. So we spoke about in the end of Simon Shin Lamed Zion, which is basically our Simon. Whereby the Shulchan Aruch talks about the halachas of choyresh plowing, a little bit boina building. So we said a heavy barrel, one has to be careful not to schlep it, not to tilt it, and so on. Now, the interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch comes along in the beginning of the simin, and Taka says that if somebody has to schlep on the ground, let's say like a chair or something along those lines, mita kisei, Gor Adam Mita Kisei Vesavsol, a stool, these type of things. Okay, whatever the case is, and they want to schlep it on the ground. Okay, but possibly even a light table. We'll see that there's a major difference between something light and something heavy. Okay, so now what's happening? I have to schlep something outside, right? Again, let's backtrack. We're talking about a case in time, Erev, there's no question of carrying in a backyard or whatever the case is, or in any place where there's a dirt ground. We'll talk about separately when it's a hard ground, whether it's wood, you know, tiles, marble, whatever. That's a little bit of a separate. Sometimes there were certain gezeres, Chazal made in certain instances, but we'll get to that. First, we're trying to establish the letter of the law, as you call it, in the Malach of Cheresh. So there's a dirt ground, wherever it might be, outside or whatever, backyard. And now somebody wants to schlep a chair, right? You're sitting outside, people are sitting outside, whatever the case is in the backyard, and they want to schlep a chair. So fine. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can schlep a chair. Somebody wants to schlep a table, which is a little bit heavier. Okay. So now the question is, first of all, we're going to look at two things over here. This simin, there's a lot spoken about what we call psik resha, which we've been talking about, davashen meschavin. What does that mean? Again, just to review it real quickly. Basically, I do not, when I do a malacha, a person needs intent on Shabbos. In other words, somebody's going to do a malacha and they want to do it, whatever the case is, they need to have kavana, I'm doing this malacha, fine. But if I'm doing something else, if I'm doing an action which is mutter to do, right, an action which is allowed to be done, but a action which will come out which is not allowed to be done, we call that it's a davar she'eino meschavin. The action that's not allowed to be done is going to come out. I don't have that in mind at all, but it'll come out because it's gonna happen, and inevitably there's no way to avoid this action. Fine. So now the question is, what's gonna happen over here? If I schlep a chair on the ground, we have to look at, number one, do I have a mind to make a hole in the ground? Usually not. Right? In other words, if I schlep something on the ground in general, a chair, table, or even a barrel, like we said, spoke about last time, my intention is to move it from one place to another. My intention is not to, you know, stop making furrows in the ground, holes in the ground, or leveling out the ground, whatever might happen. But in the interim, sometimes if the item is too heavy, right, like we saw by the barrel, if the item is too heavy, a very large item, automatically, inevitably, one will be making holes in the ground. They'll be making furrows and holes in the ground, and so that's runs under the malacha of choyresh, plowing when it's outside. We said inside is a question of boina, outside is a question of plowing. Right. Okay, so now if it's going to happen automatically, so if I take a chair, let's say, and I schlep it, and it's not so heavy, so in general, we're going to say that it's not 100%, well, I don't want to say the word 100%, it's not, most of the time, it's not going to make mamish holes in the ground or make lines in the ground or whatever. But if I take a heavier item, like let's say possibly a table, right, or something heavy, that, and I'm going to schlep it on the ground, then it will inevitably make holes in the ground. We'll make like furrows in the ground, and again, that will be running under the malacha of choyresh plowing. So when it comes to schlepping, pulling, dragging items, we have to look at how heavy actually is the item. Okay, so I just want to read from the Sefer Oitzra Halachas. I mean, obviously it comes from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, and so on, but he sort of like puts it together as a package, as we always he always does, so beautiful. And now it's Siman Shin Lamed Zayin Ois Gimel. He says like this, just again, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah, Mita Kisei, Mita Kisei Vesavzol, Agabi Karka, Oilam, you can schlep a stool, whatever the case is, person wants to schlep a chair, these type of things, or even a bed, possibly, or even maybe a table, but we'll see in a minute what we're talking about. Vovad Shelo, you can schlep it on the ground, it's outside, it's a dirt ground. Vovad Shelo Yischavin Lases Charitz, but one has to be careful not to have a mind to make holes in the ground, to make furrows, to make, you know, to drag it whereby they'll be making dents in the ground and so on. Yeah, don't have that in mind. If a person drags a chair on the ground, they have that in mind to make the holes in the ground, so that you can do. But when a person wants to just schlep a chair, for example, from one place to another, so good, I have a mind, what am I doing? The action I'm doing is just schlepping the chair from one place to another. So let's say it'll happens to be, I schlepped it, and it's not such a heavy chair, and there's no guarantee that it's going to be making holes in the ground. And let's say it did make a hole this one time, so for afim nasach haritz may elov, it came a hole, it made a furrow in the ground. Hole in the ground, ein b'kach klum. It's not a problem, kemishenim mischav, because I did not have it in mind. And number one. And number two, it's this chair. We're going to see in a minute the larger item, but this chair is light enough whereby not every time I schlep it, it's going to make a hole in the ground. It's not such a heavy chair, right? It could be with anything. We're just giving an example. It could be the stool, chair, whatever the case is, a person schlepping. We're going to see the larger items. Now we're first talking about the smaller items. So maybe you have to, again, you're allowed to carry over their backyard, there's an erev, whatever the case is. So maybe there's a halacha that you have to pick it up, right? Don't schlep it on the ground. It's possible, it could be, possibly, maybe they'll make a hole in the ground, make a furrow in the ground, make a scratches in the ground and so on. So maybe it could be no, and so therefore pick it up. No, there's no such a problem. Kagoyin shehem ketanim. Oh, so what are we talking about? So he says, for example, the smaller chair, smaller stool. It's not something whereby it's heavy enough it will make holes in the ground. Okay, so now he goes on to say, but aval imhem gedolim. If it's a larger type of a piece of furniture, if you want to call it, but it doesn't mean only furniture. We saw last time barrels or whatever, but if it's a larger item, aval imhem gedolim ma'od is actually, in other words, a larger item, that for sure will make a, when I schlep it, it's going to make a groove in the ground, it's going to make holes in the ground and so on, then we're going to tell you, then when we would not be allowed to schlep it because of the fact that inevitably it'll start to make grooves, holes, furrows in the ground, and that falls under the iser of choyresh, plowing. Okay, so just the, he quotes on the bottom from the Mishnah Berurah, actually does the Sefer Yitzra Lachis, and he says, if you look in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, he says, whether it's small items or large items, it doesn't matter, you would be allowed to schlep it on the ground. But he brings, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham, when it's very large, is also Mishum the Havi Psik Kresh of Layam. Also, Mashmah B'Lashon, the Shig Godel Ma'oid, also, Hainu Em Godel Kolka, how big does it have to be? This item, or big meaning either large or heavy, whereby it's for sure it's going to make grooves, you know, holes in the ground. When you schlep it, it's going to start to make furrows and grow grooves and holes in the ground. Without this, if it's a good chance it won't, right? This would not fall under the Isra, and it would be umutter, would be mutter. Okay. So he brings also from the Eglei Tal, brings that lashon also, that Godel Ma'od, it has to be very big, Shavadei Oisach Ritz, Asel Ligrar. And he brings, like we mentioned last time, even though we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's really, you're making grooves in the ground. It's a Psik Reisha Delay Nichalei. It's Kalacha Yad. I'm doing it really not the normal way. And he says it's really, it's makalkal. You really, like we said, you're really destroying the ground, and it's melach shein tzrich legufa. But be it as it may, it's still a issa derabbanan. But again, the point is what he's saying over here. It has to be a larger, fairly heavy, fairly large type of an item that would, that's bevada, would make, holes or grooves in the ground. Okay, we'll continue next time on the subject. Thank you for listening. Aslacham, bracha, kol tov.